Well, in our conversation corner today, we're joined by Julianne Schultz, who's the chair of the Queensland Design Council and founding editor of the Griffith Review, as well as sitting on the ABC board. Many hats, but all cultural organisations, and we've invited her in to talk about her role as a cultural influencer, but specifically as the chair of the Queensland Design Council. Julianne, welcome to By Design.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you've got a lot of important jobs which have helped to shape and are shaping our culture. How do you understand these jobs? Are you a tastemaker? Are you a gatekeeper, perhaps? How would you describe your portfolio?
It's a hard question. I guess the thing is that I'm very much interested in that whole wide range of cultural activities, and I guess I'm somebody who's motivated by ideas and teasing out ideas in ways that connect with people's lives. So I guess I start as a storyteller and have found lots of different ways of going about the task of storytelling.
Well, you've done a lot in Queensland, the Griffith Review and the University, and now the Queensland Design Council. Your background really has been in writing and policy, so how did you end up on a design council?
Well, I think that while I've been involved in writing and policy, my writing has been very, very wide-ranging. I mean, I guess I'm well known for my writing about media, but I've done a lot of other writing over the time, and some of it quite creative. I mean, I've done a couple of librettos, for instance, and things like that. So my range of writing is quite diverse. And I think that that my background, in a way, means that I've always been interested in that whole wide range of sort of activities that that connect in a sort of cultural sense. And the immediate precursor, I suppose, for being invited to chair the Queensland Design Council was the role that I had with the 2020 Summit, where I co-chaired the creative stream. And that, I think, well, I know that the Queensland government took the outcomes of that very, very seriously. Arts Queensland is one of the most progressive of the arts ministries in Australia, and they've really taken a very, very proactive way of trying to think differently about arts and culture and to embed it across a whole wide range of other activities. And so the design strategy, which the council advises on, was really about trying to get design thinking embedded in all sort of activities in Queensland. And so I suppose somebody who comes from not from a traditional design industry background, but with that wide range of cultural activities, was probably quite an appropriate person to put into that sort of crossover role.
Yeah, and 2020 Summit seems a long time ago now, but you co-chaired that part of the summit with Kate Blanchett, didn't you?
That's right, yeah.
The carbon neutral Kate Blanchett.
Indeed. Yes. And I mean, one of the things that's sort of interesting that's sort of building out of that now, I mean, there was a lot of activity immediately after the 2020 Summit in the creative stream, in the cultural stream, which, you know, sort of potted along for a while. But it's sort of interesting now that Simon Crean's the Minister for the Arts, as well as regional development and that whole portfolio, that there's a very serious attempt now to be working on a cultural policy. And he's been talking for some time now about the imminence of that release. So I think that I'm hoping that what you'll start to see is a much bigger broadening of the notion of the cultural discussion in this country. So it will go from the sort of high arts through to culture as it sort of shapes social cohesion and education, all sorts of other things, and then really, you know, into areas of national perception and so on. So that the whole sort of cultural discussion, of which design is a really important part, will, I think, step up a gear in the next sort of 6 months or so.
Well, let's look at the role that design plays in this discussion. What does the word mean to you? I mean, is it about thinking? Is it about media? Is it about products?
Mm. Look, I'm very persuaded by the sort of design-led thinking philosophy that's sort of been around an increasing momentum in the last few years. I mean, obviously it's about products and it's about objects and ways of organising, but it's also about thinking and how you approach what are often complex and seemingly intractable problems to come up with solutions which are elegant, pleasing and effective. So I'm very persuaded by the sort of the design-led thinking sort of model that's been gathering momentum.
You're listening to By Design. I'm Alan Saunders, and my guest today is Julianne Schultz, who's in our conversation corner today as chair of the Queensland Design Council. Links on our website abc.net.au/rn/bydesign. Julianne, let's talk specifically about the work being done by the Queensland Design Council. At the moment, you're overseeing the Premier's Design Awards, the Smart State Fellowship, and the Emerging Designer Award. The Smart State Fellowship is $40,000, so it's a substantial award. What does such a fellowship offer Queenslanders and Australians more generally? What's it for and why?
Well, it's to acknowledge the exemplary contribution of an individual to developing a design culture in Queensland. It's a unique award in Australia. It's open to individuals from any industry or sector who are involved in that broadly defined notion of design. So the aim of it is to really pick out champions, people who are making a really major contribution, and then to reward them and then put them in a circuit where they're actually out there talking to communities, schools, people who are involved and interested in different ways of going about their business. Alex Lodestein has had that award this year, and he's on the council. He's a fabulous contributor. I know you've had him on the program in the past.
I was on the jury which gave him the award.
And I mean, he's been a marvellous advocate. You know, he was speaking at TEDx here in Sydney a couple of weeks ago. He's been doing a lot of work with schools, you know, going up and talking to school kids about, you know, where they've got a problem in, say, a regional area, you know, how you conserve water, how you make the school environment a better one. He's been giving them the sort of tools, in a way, to go about addressing those problems. So it's very much about using an exemplary leader in a way which makes the message practical and real. And I'm told that the group of people who are applying for the award this year are really outstanding. So we're expecting a similar success. There's another award as well, which is for an emerging design leader. And I think that part of that is really recognising that there are people who've made a contribution and who deserve to be recognised for that contribution. But there's a subculture, in a way, of younger and emerging designers who really need to have that encouragement. I think one of the things that's really striking in Brisbane and Queensland more generally is that Queensland's always a place that's had very strong sort of cultural subcultures, in a way. When you think back over a lot of the creative industries, there's been a lot of really significant talent that's emerged out of that Queensland culture. And I think that what we're trying to do with these awards is to say, look, we recognise what you're doing, we want to encourage you, and we want to make this really embedded as part of the fabric of the state.
One of the key areas in which you are applying design principles is disaster reconstruction. Can you tell us about this? I mean, the recovery from the Queensland floods, is this one of your goals?
Well, it is, because, you know, these disasters are horrific events, and they have enormous consequences for people who are immediately affected by them and who are affected by them over a longer term. In the reconstruction following disasters, there's opportunities to learn great lessons and to help ensure that these things don't happen again, or if they do, that the impacts will be much less catastrophic for people. So rather than just saying, oh, well, following these disasters, we will rebuild and re-establish business as usual, what we're very much trying to encourage is innovation in that response, so that the rebuild happens in a way which encourages greater resilience, both in the built environment and in the infrastructure, but also by building, helping to assist in the building of networks and so on, which build community resilience in a longer term sense. Now, you might think that just happens, but I think that when people are under, and organisations are under the pressure to reconstruct major parts of infrastructure, rebuild houses and all the rest of it that happens after these disasters, that the primary thing is to get roofs over people's heads and re-establish the physical structures. And I think that one of the big lessons that we've observed from New Orleans, where the rebuilding has happened in a way which has incorporated principles which ensure the long-term resilience of those communities in exemplary fashions. That's really what we're trying to get at with the Design Council's interest in this. We had a big meeting last week where we pulled together a whole bunch of people people from the private sector and the public sector who are involved in this, and really started to see some of the very clever sort of approaches that are being given to, and to encourage them.
Well, let's hope they are encouraged. Details of the Queensland Smart State Awards on our website, abc.net.au/rn/bydesign. Julianne Schultz, Chair of the Queensland Design Council, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And that website is also the place to go if you want to share with us your thoughts on designing Queensland, the design of postage stamps or crematoria, or your memories of World War II. You can hear us every Wednesday between 3 p.m. and 4, on Saturday morning between 9 and 10, and whenever you choose on the web. The show is produced by Mark Wakeley and Jan Ryan. John Diamond is the sound engineer, and I'm Alan Saunders.